This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul A. Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Maybe you saw the video from Family Feud that went viral. A woman was asked, what's Popeye's favorite food? She answered, fried chicken. And we all know it's spinach. But Popeye's sent her a check for $10,000. Somebody smart in the Popeye's marketing department, huh? One of the big surprises at the giant Consumer Electronics Show last week was the rollout of the Rollbot from Go Labs. Go Labs is the research arm of Charmin Toilet Paper dedicated to the science of improving the go, they say. Their new Rollbot is a robot that delivers a fresh roll of Charmin tissue to the bathroom if you ever run out. The Rollbot responds to an app on your smartphone. Now here's some truly useless information. Cheetos has announced there's an actual name for the orange dust you get on your fingertips after eating their product. The word is Cheetle, C-H-E-E-T-L-E. The orange and red dust, symbolic of a true Cheetos fan. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Love this. During the game on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs scored 7 touchdowns, which means they had to fire off fireworks at Arrowhead Stadium 7 times. Well, they shot off so many touchdown fireworks during their 51-31 win over the Houston Texans that they actually ran out, didn't have enough for their last score. So instead of rockets' red glare in the Kansas City sky, the team posted a message on the stadium Jumbotron reading, Chiefs fans were sorry to report, but due to your support and the Chiefs continually finding the end zone, we have run out of fireworks. Kickstarter-funded 10-second Y-brush toothbrush is now available. The electronic gadget pretty much looks like a retainer on a stick. You put it on your teeth, and they're deep cleaned for 10 seconds flat. Yeah, but is it as good as flossing? My dentist father-in-law would always say, floss only those you want to keep. 13 new astronauts have joined NASA to train for a mission to the moon. That could lead to a mission to Mars. The astronauts have been training since 2017 and graduated last week in a public ceremony. The goal is to send the first woman and the next man to the surface of the moon by 2024 and then start exploring Mars in the mid-2030s. By the way, there are about 7.5 billion people on the planet. NASA only has 48 active astronauts. Clearly a tough job to get. Amazon is in deep doo-doo with a New Jersey woman who tried to save some cash on baby supplies by ordering from the site's discount section. And she got a shipment of used diapers as a result. Ashley Sales ordered 2 boxes of Love's diapers from the site's warehouse section, where shoppers can get a decent discount on items that have been opened or returned. The Jersey City woman fumed on Facebook, saying, I take a plastic bag out and immediately notice it's heavier than normal. I turn on the lights. To my greatest shock, these diapers are soiled. Amazon has offered to give her a full refund. Hey, coming up Monday afternoon, the 20th, from 3 to 6 p.m., the South Haven Kiwanis Club is again sponsoring a free skate for students at the South Haven Ice Rink. Stop by between 3 and 6 on Monday afternoon, January 20th. Free skate for students, sponsored by the South Haven Kiwanis Club. Knucklehead news out of Kentucky, where an electronic road sign along Route 92 got drivers to slow down last week, but only because they had to take a second glance at what the sign said. Typically used for messages alerting motorists to road and traffic conditions, drivers were shocked to see the word send nudes flashed in their faces. Transportation officials say someone had apparently hacked into the sign and changed the message as a joke. These types of road signs are password protected, but It appears hackers are still able to break the code. A transportation worker eventually reset the sign. Glad the sign wasn't supposed to say danger, road ends, caution, or falling rocks, for heaven's sake. That's the Daily Buzz. Send me buzzable material to Paul at WCSY.com. Drop off info here at the station on M140 in South Haven, or copy and paste the link on our Facebook page. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com and all the great podcasting outlets. Alexa will even play them for you. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today, it's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.